People in their 20s and 30s are getting injections to look more like their selfie filters. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Selfies are an art form on social media, but some young people aren't happy with just a Snapchat or Instagram filter. They want the lip, cheek, and forehead injections so that their real-life faces match the doctored selfies. The American Academy of Facial, Plastic, and Reconstructive Surgery says there's been a 20% increase in Botox injections among 18 to 37-year-olds in the last 5 years. Marketplace reporter Erica Barris did some reporting on this recently, and she told me that the makers of injectable fillers, which smooth out the lines on your face like a photo filter does, are starting to spend a lot more money on social media marketing.
Allergan, which is the company that makes Botox, makes Juvederm, and does Cool Sculpting, that's where they're paying influencers to do a lot of the work. So people are on Instagram anyway, looking at other people's faces all the time. And then they're seeing people that they might follow, women that they might look up to. And they're seeing that they also are actually, you know, talking about these things. You know, they're like hashtagging Sunday afternoon, hashtag Botox, hashtag filter, hashtag fillers, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah. Tell me more specifically about what people are getting done. Like, what specific procedures and what are people trying to look like?
So the most basic thing that most people are getting done is just getting, you know, like a Botox injection that kind of freezes your face and kind of makes you look relaxed. But then after that, there's a lot of small spas that have opened up that are offering things like Insta Cheeks, which is some stuff that you can get put in your cheeks that give you like sort of a higher cheekbone. You can get your lips done and make them a little bit plumper, a lot plumper. There's all kinds of stuff that you can get done.
I understand that one woman told you she really has heard of people asking to look more like the filters that they have seen on social media, right?
Yeah. So one woman I spoke with who's a 27-year-old in Rhode Island, and she says she just gets her lips done. She gets some Botox, but it's pretty like normalized amongst her group of friends. And she has a couple friends that get a little shot of Juvederm in the tip of their nose that makes them look a little bit like that Snapchat filter. And I just thought that was kind of fascinating, like the idea that you want to look like what your online reflection looks like.
Do you have a sense of whether any of the doctors are ethically conflicted about this? Do they resist it at all?
Yeah. So I did talk to one doctor who actually is the head of one of the National Plastic Surgery Associations in Memphis, and he refuses to give anyone any kind of injectable or Botox unless they medically need it or if they're under a certain age. So he's adamantly not doing it. But at the same time, he knows that there's like clinics just right up the street that you can just walk into. I think the big part of it is that because, you know, it's an elective procedure, it's a lot of money. And so you're budgeting $1,000 or $2,000 in a year, you know, it can be hard to say no to that.
Erica Barris is a reporter with Marketplace. Last year, researchers at the Boston University School of Medicine warned about what they called Snapchat dysmorphia and said it could lead to body dysmorphic disorder, a mental illness that causes people to obsess about their imagined defects. And now for some related links. Head over to our website, marketplacetech.org, for a link to a longer story that Erica did about this for Marketplace, and more stories about Snapchat dysmorphia and how it has plastic surgeons worried. Earlier this year, doctors at Massachusetts General Hospital published a guide for cosmetic practitioners to help them figure out when they're dealing with someone who's beyond normal discontent with their appearance and onto the obsessive-compulsive spectrum that is body dysmorphic disorder. Their research said as many as 13% of people seeking cosmetic surgery have the disorder. And in a fun fact, I learned that dissatisfaction with your appearance is so common in basically everyone that researchers call it, quote, normative discontent. There is a hopeful story from Taylor Lorenz over at The Atlantic, though, from just a couple weeks ago, about how even though those 20 and 30-somethings are getting the nose injections to look more like their filters, the next generation of influencers is actually rejecting the carefully edited, super stylized aesthetic, and they're going for a, quote, messier and more unfiltered vibe. The story quotes a 15-year-old influencer who says that avocado toast and posts on the beach are generic and played out, and that it's not cool anymore to be manufactured. So maybe the children really are our future, unless Allergan comes calling with the big check. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.